Democrats have spent much of their time at the Arizona Capitol defending the integrity of the November election, all while begging Republicans to do the same. But in most circumstances, Republicans continue to share and spread mistrust with the election process. As KJZZ's Ben Giles reports in part two of a three-part series on the fight over Arizona voting bills, one Republican made an attempt to cut through the noise.
First, it's worth repeating. Arizona's election results withstood the scrutiny of numerous audits, as well as a wave of lawsuits seeking to have the outcome overturned. By all official accounts, the election was fair and accurate. But for those who doubt the results, nothing seems to change their mind. If one theory is proven false, there must be something else. Polling shows those voters are overwhelmingly Republican. So who better to set the record straight than a Republican who has voiced her own election concerns?
I think it's very important for us to be accurate with what we are discussing.
State Senator Kelly Townsend is by no means convinced the election was free of fraud. But in early March, when the latest conspiracy theory about Maricopa County votes emerged from a dumpster, Townsend saw information spreading she knew wasn't true. Stacey Burke is a Pinal County woman who unsuccessfully sued to overturn Arizona's presidential election. She and two others went dumpster diving behind Maricopa County election headquarters and removed what they claim are shredded ballots. Online, Burke also claimed that photos showed ballots from the 2020 election sitting inside loading docks at election headquarters. The photos show open bay doors with a clear view of storage shelves inside county facilities. Townsend still has questions about what Burke found, particularly about shredded ballots.
But if we then make a claim that there are unattended ballots just waiting to be taken on the loading dock of the county recorder's office, then that diminishes what's going on with the shredded ballots.
What Townsend knew for sure, based on previous tours of Election HQ, was that cast ballots aren't kept in the loading bay. So she reached out to the newly elected Maricopa County recorder, Republican Stephen Richer. The senator and recorder met at the loading docks and started rolling on a video she'd later post online. Here's Richer showing Townsend what's in the boxes on shelves inside the dock.
So this is the bay door here that was open, and this is the first set of boxes here, and then there's some over there.
We've got a bunch of blank envelopes here that are used in future elections. We have a lot of affidavits that are with respect to voter registration forms.
Richer then took Townsend further into the building, where the actual ballots cast in 2020 were stored behind locked doors.
That's under 24-hour video surveillance, and only certain people have authorization. For instance, like I just said, my key badge doesn't even authorize me to get into this room.
You should demonstrate that like you did to me. That was kind of funny.
So, do this. I can't even get in there. Because those are the 2.1 million ballots from the general election, November 3rd.
It's a short video, roughly 3.5 minutes long. But at last, it seemed, an example of what people like Emily Kirkland, the executive director of Progress Arizona, have been asking of Republicans.
What lawmakers should be doing is what they should have been doing from the beginning, which is telling people, look, this election was conducted as it should have been. This was a totally free and fair process. Our candidate for president didn't win, and that's okay, and we'll come back next time.
Townsend isn't ready to go that far. And judging by comments on her YouTube video, Townsend's followers weren't exactly convinced by her effort. Some acknowledged her fact-checking to prove what was and wasn't stored inside the bay doors. Others weren't satisfied at all and demanded more evidence, like security tapes of the docks and dumpsters. One commenter called the whole thing, quote, complete BS. Townsend said she sympathizes, and she's not sure what more can be done. She's an ardent supporter of the Senate's attempt to audit and recount federal elections in Maricopa County, which she describes as another chance to set the record straight. That audit's drawn plenty of scrutiny for evidence of bias on the part of the Senate's hired auditors. But even so, what if it came up clean? Townsend said the Senate's months-long feud with the county over access to voting materials may have undermined people's belief in the audit.
Even if we had a perfect audit, I don't know that anybody would believe it because of the time that's elapsed.
5 months of election conspiracies may have made it impossible for someone like Townsend, even with credibility among the election's doubters, to change anyone's mind. Ben Giles, KJZZ News, Phoenix.